Twilight Blood, Episode 7, Sunday, April 5th, 2009.
Hey, I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul!
Swallow this.
This podcast is a member of the Horror Podcasting Network. Twilight Blood. News and reviews of everything that goes bump in the night.
I don't know what the hell's in there, but it's weird and pissed off, whatever it is.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Twilight Blood. This is episode 7 for April 5th, 2009. My name is John Moore, and I'm your host. Today, we'll take a look at the latest news from the world of horror, literature, and film, listen to some music, take a look at Gord Rollo's novel Crimson, and we will take a look at the Lady Death animated feature. And now, the news. Rob Zombie has released pictures from the Halloween sequel on his MySpace page. If you want to keep up with what's going on the Halloween 2 front, then Rob Zombie's MySpace page is the place to go. Ken Russell is releasing a new movie directly on the internet. It's called Bravetart vs. the Loch Ness Monster. It involves a prostitute, Aleister Crowley, and Nessie. Sound insane? It ought to. It's a Ken Russell movie. You can see the poster for Sam Raimi's Drag Me to Hell at dragmetohell.net. I've seen some rumblings at a few sites that this looks like a generic horror film. All I can say to those people and those sites is, fuck off. This is Sam Raimi we're talking about. Bill Hader and Judd Apatow are working on a slasher flick called The House of Joel. No word on what part Seth Rogen may or may not have. Hitfix.com has a gallery of stills from the next season of True Blood. Check it out. I don't know about you, but I loves me some True Blood. The Haunting in Connecticut came in second at the box office, pulling in more than $23 million, and that's pretty good. Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright are teaming up again for an apocalypse movie called World Ends. Whoops, I think I have a chubby. Andy Hallett, who played the show tune singing ambiguously sex demon Lorne on Angel, passed away due to heart disease. Adios. Rob Zombie posted pics of Chase Vanek, the new Michael Myers, on his MySpace page again. This kid looks creepy, not quite as creepy as the last kid, but still pretty creepy. Bob Martin, the former Fangoria editor, has joined the staff of Dread Central. I guess that's good. Good for Bob that he has a job. To me, Fangoria always will mean Tony Tamponi, though. IFC and Lionsgate are teaming up to adapt Laurel K. Hamilton's Anita Blake Vampire Hunter into a made-for-TV movie that could pave the way for a series. If you haven't read these, I can tell you it's Twilight with fucking and more violence. Basically, it's Buffy. Twilight Warner Cable has dropped FearNet from their lineup. There are rumors of a new DVD from Criterion of Guillermo del Toro's Cronos. That was an awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, check it out. The Criterion DVD will probably rock. Looks like Night of the Creeps finally hits DVD this fall with a Halloween release date. Here's one from the WTF file. WTF means what the fuck. Dread Central is reporting that the producers of Vampire Diaries, Renfield, are in talks to have Kane Hodder play Dracula. That's Kane Hodder, who used to play Jason in the Friday the 13th movies, good and bad, although Kane was usually pretty good. Still, I can't see him as Dracula. What the fuck? Well, there have been rumors, and now it's looking like it's actually going to happen. Jackie Earl Haley is a lock to play Freddy in the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. Hey, if you have to replace Robert Englund, then Jackie Earle Haley seems like a pretty good choice. And, you know, between the Bad News Bears and Watchmen, he's proved himself.
Are they pornographic photos?
Yes, but good ones.
Let's take a second now for Blue Corpse Castle by Fallow Six.
Your father cares nothing for you or your safety. He's utterly consumed by his personal crusade.
Don't ever leave me, Niccolo. Promise me.
I promise you. We are destined to be together in this world and the next.
Niccolo.
Hope.
Niccolo.
will be together. It is our destiny.
Niccolo!
When will the madness end?
Matthias speaks, and God answers. Satisfied, priest.
Perhaps you pray.
Take the blasphemer!
Help me! God, please, help me!
We cannot work together again, God.
Dear Lord, forgive me.
That was the trailer for Lady Death. What if Death was a smoking hot chick in a black leather bikini? What if she fought Lucifer for control of hell and won? And what if her nipples were always at attention, poking out in a really, really distracting, way hot method? These are the questions answered by Lady Death, an animated version of the Lady Death comic book character. We start off in medieval Sweden, where Hope, the daughter of the warlord Matthias, has a happy life. That happy life is about to change, though. Unbeknownst to her, her father is the earthly avatar of Lucifer. After she is captured by an Inquisition type group, basically she's captured by a priest, and they condemn her to burn at the stake. While she's there, she casts a spell, and she is carried to hell, where she is reborn as Lady Death. In hell, she joins forces with Crematoor, a weapons-making demon, to overthrow her father. Lady Death is animated in typical anime style, reminiscent of many Japanese manga. So if you're a fan of that style, you'll definitely enjoy this. It's not as gore or sex-heavy as some anime I've seen. Ninja Scroll springs to mind. But it's not a bad way to pass an hour and 15 minutes. It's available on Netflix Instant Watch. Check it out and then leave me a comment to let me know what you think.
Thank you. all of the super strength. If you're going to be full, it can be attacked at any given moment.
Mistress Damnation by The Quintessentials. You know, the first book I ever read by Richard Layman was The Cellar. I still remember it as one of the most violent, disturbing books I had ever read. At about the same time, Jack Ketchum's Off Season and David Morrell's The Totem hit the bookshelves, and a new type of horror fiction was born. And that type of horror fiction was called splatterpunk. A few years later, I read another book by Layman that was called Tread Softly. Tread Softly was the story of two families who go backpacking, run into an ancient witch and her half-beast son. It involves rape, murder, necromancy, voodoo, all kinds of horrible things. That book was recently republished, I guess, under Richard Layman's original title, Dark Mountain, and it's out from Leisure Books. Great read. I think that they restored some text that was in the original British version and was not in Tread Softly. So this is definitely the version that you want to pick up. I don't know if a lot of you know the backstory. Richard Layman was an American writer, but he was much more popular in England than in the United States. And so he was always better known in the UK, better known in Australia, where he was one of the original kind of nasty book writers. He was never as popular here in the US as he was in the UK, like I said. And, you know, until just a few years ago when Leisure started republishing Layman's books, they were pretty hard to get. And a lot of people didn't know about Layman. People who were into horror fiction knew about Layman, but most of the average person didn't know. That's changing now. Most of Layman's books are out. There's a few more that are available, and I say most of them are out. There won't be any more after they publish all of them. Richard Layman died a couple years back of a heart attack. Really before he reached the peak of his fame and got the kind of recognition that he should have. Layman's not a perfect writer. You know, I think I mentioned in a review earlier that I thought Brian Keene is a better writer than Richard Layman ever was. In spite of that, Richard Layman is a very powerful writer. And if you're into modern American horror fiction, you should be reading his books. And Dark Mountain is a good place to start. Also, be sure not to miss The Cellar. And if you can get it, be sure to get The Traveling Vampire Show, which may have been arguably Richard Layman's best book. So, like I said, it's available from Leisure. It was last month's publishing schedule, so you should be able to pick it up at a lot of bookstores and definitely over Amazon. You can also order books from Leisure directly at DorchesterPub.com. So check it out. Let me know what you think.
Hey everyone, it's your fiendly neighborhood podcaster, Desmond Reddick here. Every Monday, Dread Media comes out and it offers up all kinds of reviews from all over the horror genre, from comics to movies to video games, music, and more. April's another special month for Dread Media as we're bringing you an interview every week during April. Everyone from genre legends to newcomers, movers and shakers, and legends of the future. Beginning on Monday, April 6th, with the legendary comic book artist of fine, fine series like Howard the Duck, Night Force, and Tomb of Dracula, Gene Colan talks about his 60-plus year career, movies, and upcoming projects. Join me for what I consider to be my best interview to date, and stick around all month to see if I can top it. Dread Media, every Monday for 83 weeks straight and counting.
www.dreadmedia.net.
Can you dig it?
It's time for Ask Dr. Stupid with your host, Dr. Stupid.
Time again for your feedback. Thanks for your comments. We really appreciate the help. We're always anxious to hear what you have to say. Please leave us comments on the website. Give us a call. Send us an MP3 file of what you think. Let us know what you think about the show. We want to know. We want your help. And we're glad to hear if you like it or didn't like it. Anyway, in the comments at the site, Dan told us he watched The Midnight Meat Train last night. Bloody, gory fun. Great effects. And Kyle said, thanks for the mention, A++ episode. Glad you enjoyed the meat train, Dan. It is bloody good fun. And Kyle, thanks for your support, and you're welcome for the mention. Just don't expect us to do it again.
Thank you, Dr. Stupid.
Our songs for this episode were provided by the PodSafe Network at music.podshow.com. Our featured songs were Blue Corpse Capsule from Fallow 6, who you can find at fallow6.com, and Mistress Damnation by The Quintessentials at thequintessentials.com. We also had some background music from Benoy, who you can find at benoy.com, and our closing song is, as always, Horror Movie by The Kits. You can find The Kits at myspace.com/thekits. Speaking of MySpace, you can find Twilight Blood's MySpace page at myspace.com/twilightbloodpodcast. Want to let Twilight Blood know what you think of the show? Contact us by commenting on the site at twilightblood.com, email us at twilightbloodpodcast@gmail.com, or call and leave us a voicemail at 719-285-4718. And you can also, if you don't want to pay a long-distance charge for that call, go take a look at our website. You'll find a Google Voice link that will allow you to make the call through our website at no long-distance charge. That's it for this episode of Twilight Blood. A little bit short today, only one movie review. We'll make up for it next week when we'll have a few surprises. Join us for reviews, news, those extra surprises, and everything else that goes bump in the night. Thanks again for giving us some of your time. Really appreciate it. My name is John Moore for Twilight Blood, saying I'll be back.